You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. And this time we're looking ahead to the action that is coming up on Friday, the 25th of January. Hopefully we're going to have a full day of action from Doncaster, Huntingdon, Lingfield, Newcastle and Dundalk, with some of the meetings to be abandoned earlier on in the week. But looks like we should be okay for most of Friday's action. It'll be live on Racing Radio from 12:40, so please join us throughout the afternoon and the evening for the day's racing action. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and Andrew Mount is with us once again. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hello, John. I'm good, thank you. Not at all bad.
Good to have you with us in the luxury confines of a studio today as well. So
yeah, impressive.
Yeah, nice wooden finishing.
Particularly enjoying this brown carpet on the walls.
Yes. I mean, it has been here
Forever.
Since the dawn of time.
I'm sure those ceiling tiles were white one day and not the sort of nicotine-stained yellow they are now.
Probably. Speaking of the dawn of time, we're going to be talking about a Lingfield Claimer in a few moments' time, but we will start off... Well, we'll start off with that, actually, because we're going to look at your two selections for Friday, and then we'll get on to Saturday's racing and talk about the Cleef Hurdle at Cheltenham, part of the fantastic card that is the Festival Trials Day, of course. But we'll start off with your two selections. I've sort of spoilt where the first one is already. But
I wouldn't say spoilt. I don't think it's classifies as a spoiler alert.
Okay.
I'm sure there weren't people going, oh, I don't believe he's told us that now.
Spoiler, a whole 45 seconds in advance.
Exactly. It's not like me telling you the end of the new Laurel and Hardy film.
No.
When they get eaten by a giant shark.
Oh, so what?
Keep that to yourself. Yeah, I've gone for Axel Jackson here. This is number one in this 7-furlong claimer at Lingfield. Now, Axel Jackson was a bit of an eye-catcher here a couple of runs ago under Joe Fanning, when fourth, beaten just over a length in a 7-furlong handicap, blew the start completely that day and could never get in contention. Next time out, they've taken him to Newcastle. They've put blinkers on for the first time. Now, Mark Johnson's got a pretty awful record with his runners in first-time blinkers and a first-time visor, so I was quite happy to oppose Axel Jackson that day. Gave me a bit of a fright by running second, despite racing Keeley in the early stages. Now, what's particularly interesting here at Lingfield is that Adam Kirby, who's been in great form recently, takes the ride for the first time. Now, Kirby is a bit of a god on the all-weather over the winter time, particularly at Lingfield. He was seen to good effect on Pactolus for William Hill Radio's Tom Morley a couple of days ago.
Get the messages in.
Now, Axel Jackson has, Kirby riding on Lingfield's all-weather for Mark Johnson. Hasn't had many rides, 24. Now, 9 of the 24 won, a strike rate of almost 38% and a profit of £18.50 to a £1 level stake. So this is a horse who's proved disappointing, winning just once from 14 starts in his career. That was a 7-furlong handicap at Wolverhampton in October. And he's down in grade here, into claiming grade, and with Kirby on for the first time at Lingfield, with trainer and jockey both in great form. I think Jacqueline is going to take the meeting in the 220.
Axel Jacqueline then at Lingfield, and we're switching to Huntingdon for your other selection, is that right?
That's right. This is one of my January jumpers, you may remember.
We need a jingle for this. January jumpers with Andrew Mounts.
Perhaps get one for February fences, which is a new feature I've just invented. Now, number six here, Wicked Willie in this 3-mile, 1-furlong handicap hurdle, class 2 event. I talked about Wicked Willie on an earlier podcast because he's got a great record during the month of January. 3 wins and a third. Now, that third came last time out at Wayne Canton in a field of 14 behind Tedham, who was a very well-backed winner for John Joe O'Neill. And although he kept wide on the better part of the track, the faster going that day, I don't think he was flattered, and I think he will appreciate the return to a longer trip. He was third at 22-1 at Cheltenham the time before over 3 miles. That Wincanton race was a trip just short of 2 miles six. Now we look at his previous wins; they all came over 2 miles seven furlongs or further. So I think the return to a longer trip at a track he's won at before. He was a Huntingdon winner on the 13th of January 2017.
January mention in there
exactly
again.
And under a hold-up ride, which is often the ideal style for hurdles at Huntingdon, particularly if they come wide towards that standside rail in the straight where the better ground often is, similar to Wincanton and Ascot. I think Wicked Willie here is going to be worthy of each way support. Should be hopefully, you know, sort of 4-1 plus, so we won't do any damage if he's only second or third.
Okay, those are the two selections for Andrew for Friday. We'll just take a look a little further ahead now towards Saturday's racing action. And we've got the Cheltenham Festival Trials Day, of course, on Saturday. And the Cleeve Hurdle is one of the big races on the day, of course. Trial for the Stayers Hurdle at the festival. We haven't got the final declarations through at time of recording, but we have got some betting. So Paisley Park is the 7-2 market leader, the Long Walk Hurdle winner. Black Op then 4-1, also 4-1. Midnight Shadow up is East One, it's then 6-1. 7-1 Holstone, you know what I mean. Harry is 8-1. 10-1 Sam Spinner and West Approach. 12-1 Agrippa, Little Rockefeller, and 14-1 Bar. It is a bit of a roll of honour of staying hurdlers over the past couple of seasons have ultimately proved a little bit disappointing, if you want to be harsh, Andrew.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. It's a very interesting race. We've got sort of 14 runners at the moment. Obviously, we don't know the final declarations yet, but I would imagine the current favourite, Paisley Park, will certainly be in the lineup, having won the Long Walk Hurdle, a Grade 1 contest at Ascot last time. I did think he might have been a shade flattered that day because it was one of those Ascot meetings where those who challenged widest of all and who came from off the pace enjoyed the run of things, and that was certainly the case with Paisley Park, who came through to win by two lengths from West Approach. So at the prices, I could take him on. Now, the one I was very interested in the hope of the ground softening. It's currently good to soft good in places with rain forecast, so let's hope it chucks it down throughout the day. Apologies in advance if you're going to attend Cheltenham and get wet, but it's a small price to pay for me potentially having a winning bet. And the one I like is the Nick Williams trained Agrippa last year.
You were getting, as soon as you were talking about rain, I knew where this was going.
Last year's winner. Now, Agrippa was near the head of the betting for the Long Walk Hurdle. I think he started at 7-1 that day. It was a little bit weak in the betting towards the off. And the word was that, you know, all roads lead to the Cleeve Hurdle, and that's his Gold Cup, inverted commas. And I think that run was probably needed. It was only his second run back after his summer break. He'd finished fourth of five at Aintree behind Holstone on his comeback. And the trouble was that Ascot run, he raced towards the inside and he helped to force the pace. And those tactics and that part of the track were not ideal. So he's helped set it up for the finishers. Lizzie Kelly's gone off too quick on him. And I think we'll see a different horse at Ascot or at Cheltenham on Saturday, assuming he gets the cut that he so obviously loves. As I say, he won this race on officially heavy ground last year, winning by three lengths from Holstone. And he's another one with a good record at this time of year. You look at his wins, 27th of January, 1st of January, 13th of February, 5th of December. So he's clearly one who peaks sort of shortly after the new year. Nick Williams has got his horses in great form, as has wife Jane. So he won with Fair Parts Civiller, a newcomer, a Wincanton bumper recently, and also won with Knight of Sin over fences at Fontwell. So around about the 14-1 mark, I believe. Agrippa would be the one for me in the Cleeve Hurdle, provided there's soft in that going description.
I suppose when you look at the races that Agrippa has won in the past as well, and there have been some nice prizes in there, of course, the Cleeve Hurdle in 2018 last year, and also the Betfair Hurdle back in 2016. I think a lot of us forget about that. Winning courses, Aintree, Newbury and Cheltenham twice. The left-handed course here, the return to it from having been in Ascot last time could certainly help.
Yeah, that's another good angle as well. Although saying that, he hasn't had that many opportunities right-handed. He did run a good race behind York Hill in the Tolworth Hurdle, if you go back a few years. He was a 10-1 shot, and York Hill was 4-9 favourite. The other one to finish in front of him, 007, was 5-1, so wasn't disgraced that day. But yeah, I think you're right that the return to a left-handed track could certainly be in his favour also. It's just the ground. So I tipped him up in Racing and Football Outlook when I was writing that column on Monday of this week. And basically by then they were saying there was going to be plenty of rain towards the end of the week and all day on Saturday.
Right.
Now there's no rain forecast until Saturday itself, and the amount is looking less than it was predicted earlier. So it's just the softer the better. You know, if it's heavy, it'd be sort of maximum bet material. If it's sort of good to soft, good in places, it's a sort of small each way interest.
The Cleve Hurdle is the 3:35 at Cheltenham on Saturday. The Grade 2 event in Accra Park is a selection of Andrew Mount. Every race from Festival Trials Day is going to be on William Hill Racing Radio. You can listen to it throughout the afternoon on Saturday and also on Friday. Join us for the day's action from Doncaster, Huntingdon, Lingfield, Newcastle and Dundalk. And join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Andrew, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.